What it says, but I said, you need to go to the find out what's in the gas.
All righty, the time is 10:03 a.m. Today is January 15, 2025. We're in regular session, the Upshur County Commissioners Court. Everybody's here, so we'll declare that we do have the quorum present. We'll start by an invocation led by Mr. Gene Dollar, in which we will remain seated. And then following that, we'll be led in the pledges by Mr. Nicholson, Mr. Dollar.
Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you, and we thank you this day for your blessings that you have bestowed upon us and for another day to be able to serve, live, and work for you. Father, we ask you to be with us in this court today. We ask you to guide us by thy hand, lead us by thy spirit, and help us to accomplish the things you would like to do for the people of Upshur County. Help us to be aware, O Lord, of the needs and of the troubles and trials that people face, and help us, dear God, to do what we can to be of service. Lord, we ask you now, dear Jesus, to be with the people that serve us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Put their lives on the line that we may have life, then that we may be serviced, that we may be taken care of in our time of need and distress. We pray, O God, for our military, that you protect them as they protect us, our law enforcement, our firefighters, our first responders, that, O God, that they're always willing to give their lives that we may live. And Father, we thank you for your Son that gave his life that we might have salvation and have life through Jesus Christ. We ask you now for your blessings on this meeting and for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Citizens and comments. We have anybody signed up?
No. No, sir.
All right, item three. Consider and take action on approval of the following the minutes of previous meetings. B, payroll changes. C, payroll. D, budget amendments. E, accounts payable. F, any auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes, summaries, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. Racial profiler report for Constable Precinct 1, racial profiler report for Constable Precinct 4, certificate of liability insurance for Complex Contracting Incorporated, DBA J.C. Stoddard Construction and Company, and Complex Transportation LLC, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Judge, I take it that the racial profiling reports for the two constables did not turn up any problems, correct?
That'd be a very fair assumption.
Okay, thank you.
Make a motion to approve said items 3A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve by general consent items 3A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four is to hear any updates concerning the Round 12 Courthouse grant renovation. Has anybody heard from Leeward?
Nope. I've sent multiple emails, but no response.
I'll carry that to the bottom of the page.
He's in Austin.
Oh, he's in Austin.
He's going to be here.
Oh, all right. Number five, discuss and take action to approve a proclamation declaring January as Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Upshur County, Texas. I understand we have some ladies here to present that proclamation to us. The floor is now yours. If you tell us who you are, please. Ms. Spencer? One of y'all now?
No, sir.
Women's Center of East Texas, okay.
I'm Holly Bruce. I'm the CEO of the Women's Center of East Texas, and with me is Estella Lazo. She is an advocate with the Women's Center of East Texas. Whereas human trafficking is a public health issue and crime that exploits the most vulnerable among us, and whereas more than 20 years since the passing of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, human trafficking still exists, including the forced or fraudulent recruitment, harboring, or transportation of people for labor or commercial sex, and whereas an estimated 27.6 million people are subjected to human trafficking globally, including cases of human trafficking reported in every U.S. state and territory, and whereas human trafficking can happen to anyone, but certain populations are disproportionately at risk, including people affected by abuse, violence, poverty, unstable living conditions, social disconnection, or discrimination, and whereas people can be trafficked in person and online by strangers or someone they know, including employers, partners, and family members, and whereas human trafficking can be prevented by building individual, community, and societal understanding and resilience, reducing social inequities, and addressing the conditions that contribute to exploitation. And whereas the Women's Center of East Texas Incorporated is dedicated to ensuring anyone impacted by human trafficking can receive services that provide individualized care, understand the impact of trauma, and incorporate cultural and linguistic needs. And whereas a successful response to human trafficking requires a coordinated, community-wide effort. And whereas people who have experienced human trafficking have relevant perspective and expertise, and the Women's Center of East Texas will engage and collaborate with them to develop and strengthen trafficking-related services and programs. We ask the County of Upshur to proclaim January 2025 as Human Trafficking Prevention Month, reaffirming the commitment to raising awareness, providing resources, and fostering partnerships to prevent and address human trafficking.
You know, this has been a problem and a scourge on the world for over a century. I used to study this in law school in the early 80s. Congress first called it white slavery. We've had legislation ever since. The people that would do this, you have the full support of this court on what y'all are doing. And so I'll take a motion to proclaim the month of January the Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and we'll publish this proclamation.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Most and a second that we approve and adopt the proclamation that January 2025 is the national, it's not only the National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, but it will also be the Awareness Month of Upshur County, Texas, to prohibit and support those who have been victims of this scourge of our society. So having a motion and a second, any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. And we want to thank you people. That wasn't a polite way to say that. We want to thank you ladies. We want to thank you people. When I say people, the women, and then there's some men that's behind y'all. And you've got advocates, because a lot of people don't have a place to go. And I've seen the things y'all have done to improve people, to save people, to get them back on their feet, to get them away from their abusers. And that's a resource we have to count on. And we thank you for that. And it's my understanding y'all needed two of these to go back with y'all, so.
One for us is fine.
Okay, well, here's you one right here. Okay. I've made them sign all of them. You can have two.
That's fine, too.
We'll publish. We've signed all four of them.
Thank you.
We'll publish the three that we're keeping.
Okay.
In places in county buildings.
Thank you.
One here, one at the Justice Center.
Great.
We used to have an elevator to put stuff in, but right now we're in a remodeling. Thank y'all for taking the time to come over here and going to counties and having people aware of what you did.
Thank you all very much for the support. We greatly appreciate it.
Okay. It is not considered rude by us if y'all want to leave.
We'd like to take a photo at the end of your meeting with you all, if that's okay.
Be fine. You might want to take the picture now. You don't want to get stuck here all
day. We're fine with that. We're not trying to interrupt the meeting.
I'm sure you're going to be interested in some of the things we're going to talk about.
John, you said that the proclamation would be posted in different county buildings.
Yeah.
Where should we be?
Yeah, it's kind of close right here with the...
Sure.
There we go.
Thank you all very much.
This will be the only picture you take in a trailer house.
I just told her this would be really useful for mugshots of y'all.
Okay, I'm going to take a bunch. I'll just smile and stay still.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate
what you do.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Ross was so.
Got these tables, little people back.
Okay. Number five passed 5-0, and that proclamation's been signed. Number six, discuss and take action to approve the bid on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes. Ms. Kelly's worth here.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank y'all for having me. So, the tax code tells us that when we move on delinquent property, we have to first offer it for sale in a public auction. And we do that. And this is one that has already gone to auction and didn't sell, and now we're here talking about it. So this is a vacant piece of land that we filed suit on, and it went to trial. We took a judgment April 25th, 2023. After we received a judgment per the tax code, we offered it for sale on August 1st, 2023. And at the time of the sale, no one bid on it. And the tax code also tells us how to set the minimum bids when we take it to sale. The tax code says that you offer it at the lesser of the amount of the value of the property or the amount of taxes and penalty or interest that were owed. This one was offered for the value. At the time of the judgment, the value on the property was $4,000. So that was the minimum bid that was offered. No one bid on it, so it was struck off. That's when it's struck off to the entities such as you guys and the school district that has a tax interest in it. So now we have someone that has come back and made a bid for the full $4,000 that they would have had to pay at the tax sale. So every entity, if y'all approve this, will be made whole the same way they would have if it was sold at the tax sale. We don't ever bring a lower value than we offered at the courthouse at the minimum bid for the first time. If we don't bring them back to you guys, we do re-offer them on the courthouse steps, but when we re-offer them, we offer them at a lower price than what we offered the first time.
So the $4,000 you've been offered is the minimum bid currently, correct?
Correct. That was the minimum bid at the time of the sale, which was the value of the property at the time of the judgment.
Where is this property and how much is it? Out of bank?
It is... I don't have an address in here. I can pull it up on the appraisal district. The account number is 470.
It's a south 55 feet of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
15 block 3.
And it was cause number 19-190TX was the suit where we took the judgment, and it included two tracks. This is just one of the tracks.
It's your opinion this is about the best we can do. Yes.
It is, because the tax code had told us to sell this at the courthouse steps or to offer it for sale, and we did. So someone would have bought it for this price at the courthouse steps. It won't, and in a public available sale, no one wanted it.
So it's two tracks.
Oh,
it's one. You see
it? Yeah. This is only one track. That original lawsuit had two tracks, but this is only one of the tracks. Okay.
It's a south 55 feet of a lot.
Lot 5, block 3.
Okay.
It's in Gilmer.
Okay.
Calm heart bone.
Well, I make a motion that we accept this, get it back on the tax roll, and so it'll be productive instead of just sitting there idle, not doing any good. I make a motion that we accept the $4,000 for the property.
Colin Hurt is buying it.
Motion and second, we approve the sale of this distressed property to Dash Properties LLC for the reasons stated into the record by Ms. Killingsworth. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you for your time. I'm going to do as you indicated to the ladies before me and take my leave.
So I can hit sign this and Kristen will get it back to you?
Yes, sir. We'll get it from her and then we'll go record it with Ms. Ross.
Okay, then I'm going to sign it and we'll get it in over.
Okay, thank y'all so much.
Coming your way. Thank you. Number 7, discuss and take action to approve and accept for recording the new COBRA rates for 2024-2025 plan year. The suggested COBRA contribution rates are attached in your packets.
Any difference from currently doing? This is for people who change jobs, I believe, right?
Ms. Moore, do you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yes, it's gone down. Last year it was about $100 more.
Did what?
It was about $100 more last year. It's gone down. This is based off of how much the county pays per tier and all the claims added together. When your claims are down, your COBRA rates go down.
I've got a question, and I'm not trying to, you know, what's the difference in an employee and children and employee plus the family?
That's the tiers we have. So we have employee only, which the county covers that 100% for all employees.
All right.
Okay, so then you can have employee and one child.
Well, the next one says employee and spouse.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the rates we pay. Now, they do employee and children across the board, but we have two different rates that the employees pay for their premiums. And then we also have employee and spouse, and then a family.
That's everybody.
Right. You answered my question. I just figured it out. So you've got one rate for just an employee, one for a married employee that wants coverage on a spouse, one for an employee and children.
But not the spouse.
The last was for an employee with a spouse and children.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. And I'll give you a copy of this, Phil, if you want it after the meeting.
Okay.
COBRA is what they're going to have to contribute to us after they leave if they're qualified to stay on our employee health insurance program.
Okay.
Ranges from 740.25 all the way up to 2352.12.
Motion for the COBRA rates for 2024-2025.
Most in a second that we approve the suggested COBRA rates as far as contribution required for people going on the COBRA or extending their coverage after they separate from employment. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. That's a lot of money, but it can't be helped. I read the paper yesterday, the Dallas paper, Baylor Scott and White had a big fight with Humana. That's a big hospital. A lot of people are going to lose their coverage. They couldn't reach an agreement with Baylor Scott and White on what they reimbursed, so now they're out of coverage. Number 8, discuss and take action to donate to a charity 22 jackets that are no longer used by the sheriff's office. Sheriff, well?
Yes, they're just jackets that are no longer used. We've had a uniform change back in 19, and we don't use them anymore.
Do they have sheriff's office
on? No, we take all of them off of them. They're just jackets.
And we got one guy around here to be wearing them trying to make citizens arrest.
Yeah. No, we take identifying, we move them off, it's just a jacket.
Okay, and they're good enough that somebody else could have use of them.
Yes, sir.
It's not like trash or anything, they're good jackets that need to be used.
Yes, sir.
And this passes, maybe you could get them where they're growing pretty quick, because it's supposed to be blistering cold starting next Sunday night.
As soon as it's approved, they will be legal.
Okay. Who are you giving them to, Sheriff?
Well, I'm gonna contact the clothes closet here. If not, then we can look at Goodwill or somebody else.
Okay.
Take a motion on eight.
I make a motion.
Second, Jake.
Second.
A motion in 3 seconds. That we approve the donation of 22 jackets to somebody that could use them probably in the clothes closet. But Lord over the sheriff, he'll find them. And those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Don't get comfortable, Sheriff, number 9.
We could pass that. Mr. Rick has decided not to purchase his sidearm.
How many times does this happen a year where somebody wants to buy their service revolver?
It doesn't happen very often.
That's what I was thinking. How long did the man work for?
Almost 24 years.
Just over 20.
Yeah, right at
20.
Yeah.
Well, I may be speaking out of turn, but since we're going to pass this, but to me, there ought to be special cases. Maybe there can't be. She said we probably could. It's too bad you can't give people that serve that long their weapon.
It'd be nice.
From the county, just as a token of appreciation.
The statute is very clear on purchasing of a firearm that it does list that it can be no more than fair market value.
All right.
As much as that statute is in place to protect the officers, yeah. Technically it should have to go to auction if that statute was not there.
So anyway, that's going to be passed today.
Yes. Okay. Do you say something?
I said, now if I knew where mine was at, I could borrow mine.
Yeah. If you can give me the serial number, I'll track it down and we'll let you back.
Well, it's going to be in my firearms. My
okay. Own. Would you like to purchase yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think I worked there forever.
I know. You still here? Yeah. All
right. I'm about Rick to beat on it.
I'll get somebody on that for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 10, discuss and take action to approve and execute contracts with Genesis E-Bombs and GoVolution for the jail to use as service provider. I am going to sit down
and I'm going to let Lieutenant Vanessa Ferguson, who's our jail administrator, explain this.
All right,
put all the spotlight on you.
No. So this is an electronic bonding system where all of our bondsmen in the county will sign up through this website. They can go on there, see who's currently in jail, what their charges are, their identifiers, everything that they normally get from the jail, they can get from this website. They submit their bond application through it. They can bond directly through the website. They pay all fees, the $15 per bond fee, through the website, so there's no money coming into the jail. The jail staff is not having to handle the $15. There's not going to be any errors made in processing of those bonds. The clerk's offices, everyone will have access to it, so if they need access to the bond directly, they don't have to wait on us to get it to them. It'll be they're readily available to print on.
Yay.
And so the fees that they will have to pay covers this.
Yes.
So that's that no additional.
Yes, there's no additional.
Because okay. I read through it, I didn't see what it's
zero cost to the county. The only cost that there may possibly be is the fingerprint signature pads, but we currently use those for Central Square anyway, so we already have those. So if one goes out, we'll be responsible for purchasing another one, which I think are like $300 to $400.
We're going to do that anyway.
Yeah, but we don't need anything currently to get started on it. If this is approved, it won't go live until March 4th when we go live with Tyler Tech, because it'll integrate with that.
And Talatech knows about this?
Yes.
Okay.
Currently.
So if somebody wants to be in the bail bond business, has to register this thing?
Yes, they'll have to be approved bondsman by the sheriff, and once they're approved, they'll register with this company. There's seven other counties in the area that are currently using this. Smith County, Gray County, there's lots of them that are already using this system.
Okay, but say this is the lawyer up here.
Right.
A lot of lawyers write bail bonds, and that's a good thing.
Right.
Because those clients show up for court.
And you can still, you can still.
I don't have to appoint them lawyers, and they see to it their clients are in here. So like if, I'm still a practicing lawyer, so if somebody gets charged with a felony or something, how's it gonna affect?
They still will need to submit it through the e-bond service.
But is that just a one-time deal to get signed up?
Yeah, it's just one-time deal, and you'll have a log on.
And after that, you just bring a paper bond down there, and they just say, hey.
You don't even have to bring a paper bond, it submits it to the jail.
You do it online?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you still do it in paper?
No. Once this goes through, because they still have to pay $15 for the bail bond fee. So that will cut that out. We're not going to accept the bail bond fee through the jail any longer. That money will go to an account, and then they direct deposit the treasurer's office. So the money never comes to the sheriff's office. I've already spoke with Stephanie about this, and she said it would not be an issue that they have other accounts set up the same way.
Okay, so you're going to help lawyers through this the
oh,
first
yes, sir.
Time?
There's going to be signs down in the jail. They're going to send us a QR code so you can snap it with your phone and go to the website with it. But I'll be more than happy to help anybody.
So before it goes live, can the lawyers and attorneys and
well,
bail
what
bond
I would suggest
free?
Once they know that they write attorney bonds, e-bonds is actually going to come on site and train all the bondsmen, the jail staff, and anybody that's interested in using the program. So I would suggest that they come to that. But I've seen it in action, and it's not very difficult to use.
Okay, so I'm signed up for that. And there's a bond somebody's promising to pay, this person doesn't show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ever in a paper form somewhere with a signature?
You can print it off, yes, sir. And the reason for the thumbprint is that just another identifier saying this person is the one that did sign off on this bond.
Okay, I'm so close to the bar. You know,
I know,
I know.
I'm a paper person too, so I get it. Believe it or not, I am. Look at my office. But
I've Warren Buffett said, "Don't ever play a game you don't understand."
I sent the link to Kristen through the email. I don't know if y'all got that, so you could review the website and how it works, how it all works. But I have actually physically been to Smith County to see how it works on their end.
Well, we don't like the way they do business in Urban County. We do not like it.
I know.
You go over there to Probate of Will, it's like getting into East Germany in 1960. It's off my dad's in jail because he got lost and he's trying to barbecue one of Larry Webb's chickens at night. I come down there. Help me out here, Judge Burton. I want him out.
I get it.
Todd Tefto was going to sign.
Well, you know, there is a personal appearance bonds, PR bonds, that type of thing will all still be handled within the jail setting. That's not going to go through. Anything that requires money will go through this system. And the cash bonds is going to be our biggest change.
Yeah, the cash bonds, I'm totally with
yes.
you. That there, that's different. Because
yes.
well, some people pay cash. And they... Wow. They show up for court too.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Okay, it's up to y'all. You know, we need to go into the 21st century. I like living in the 19th. I want to tell you that's why I chose to go back home to Gilmer.
Well,
I didn't want to live in Dallas and Houston, where nobody knows your name and you're just a number. So,
Judge, we'll still give you the
yeah.
personal service you
well,
need.
Yeah. Okay. We'll help anyway.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve and execute contracts with Genesis E-Bonds and Go Volution for the jail to use as service providers in connection with the bail bond process. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Okay. This looks like it's got a half a million signature lines, but me and Crystal were good at sounding to you, Vanessa.
Okay, thank you.
Number 11, discuss and take action to accept Barber Oaks Road into the county road. This is the road west of Big Sandy, runs parallel with 80, the Union Pacific Road. And it was authorized to me to execute the special warranty deed on behalf of the county. They're actually deeding back to us, but they wanted all these strings on it. And to approve a resolution authorizing the acceptance and public dedication of the road. Rights away to prove it. Okay, I've had a running gun battle with these people. They have relented. And the first deed, you know, people sign stuff. Yeah, probably never would come back, but I made them take out of the deed that we're ever going to indemnify the railroad for anything, right, ever. Are you here with UP? Okay, good. I didn't want to step on But there was, you know, everybody else that signed these, it says if they spill a load of plutonium out there and they get sued by the feds and half the county, we have to indemnify them for their own net and no. So anyway, it took about a year to do, but finally they got a new guy for me to talk to, and the new deed doesn't even have the word indemnity in it.
Was he in Omaha?
Omaha, Nebraska. He was a nice guy, but I just told him we weren't going to sign it. And he probably could have sued us to sign it, but I just wasn't going to. But anyway, a new guy called and said, can we hit the reset button? I said, yeah, sure. So anyway, they followed up what they said they do, and I think it's time that we do it. They also, Kristen has the check to give to whoever's supposed to have it. It was $163,000.
Motion to accept Gorman Oaks Road into the county road inventory.
Second.
And an authorization for me to accept this special warranty.
Yes,
okay. Motion and a second that we approve Gorman Oaks Road into the county road inventory to authorize Toddy T to sign an acknowledgement to the special warranty deed on the portion they're giving back.
And they're giving the county $163,000 to
maintain it.
Yeah.
Maintain it.
That's just in case we have to maintain it. Now, we're going to have to maintain it, but the road they built's like
highway.
It's nice. There was a concern of a lot of water down there. We couldn't service the culverts, but you know, perfect isn't on the menu. So the bunch that I'm talking to today, we probably won't have to ever revisit this. But I doubt the roads are going to wash away. It might water run over the road once in a while, 2 or 3 years from now, maybe not.
They seal coated the road and got it in real good shape.
Yeah. All right, those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
And then the record vote on the resolution.
Okay. Also, we have to sign a resolution accepting the deed in the road. Those voting for the resolution, it's just a form, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Kristen, be sure we don't lose you without signing that.
It's supposed to be a record vote.
No, it's a record vote. Yes.
Okay, Mr.
Dollar.
Yes.
Dollar.
Yes. Aye.
Aye. Got to fill all that out.
This ain't Nebraska. Tom Tiptoe is out. Okay, all four commissioners and the judge voted aye. We'll sign this before we leave. Legal Zoom, you know, this here form's good in all 50 states. All right, number 12 is going to be fun. Discuss and take action to make a nomination to fill the vacancy on the Upshur County Appraisal District Board of Directors. Anybody have any idea?
I
I would just mention for y'all's information that the city council last night nominated Brenda Jeffrey, who's a former member of the city council.
Who?
Brenda Jeffrey.
Does anybody know anybody to?
Everybody I talked to wants to say, wait.
I'm not suggesting, I'm just. I'm not suggesting, I'm just passing that along for y'all's information.
I even talked to Brandon Dodd, and he didn't have no suggestions.
No, everybody wants to stay away from it.
Yeah. I talked to three and didn't know.
Jay did good when he was.
Hey, there was a guy right there.
No way. Mr. Miller?
No, I'm good. I served my time, I volunteered for it.
Judge, how about you?
All right. I say we just let it ride then. That's the best thing to do. Delay is preferable to error.
Ms. Ross?
Making a mistake.
No.
Yeah.
Got too many stuff going on.
Because we're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Don't y'all have to, if you're going to nominate somebody, isn't the deadline the 25th?
Yes.
Okay. And y'all are going to be before then.
They can make do without us.
We can't force anybody to be on it.
You can put somebody on there you don't like.
They still gotta show up though.
They won't take it.
Okay. I don't see any need to go into closed session if any of the board. How are we doing on the funding of the renovation? We're doing okay? We're doing where we're supposed to be?
Well, we're based on what I've paid so far, I've paid about 31% of the total construction cost to J.C. Stoddard and the attorney. So my guess is we're somewhere around between 30 and 35% complete on the construction. We've used all of the ARP funding available for our match. So now the match is going to be funded by the County of Upshur and what we're receiving reimbursement for from THC, which is 41%. So we're in good shape now. I'm hoping that there's no delays and no additional costs. There have been a few minor change orders that were resulted in additional costs, but I had built in contingency for that, and thus far they haven't exceeded the contingency I built in. So right now I feel like we're in pretty good shape. I haven't heard anything. Again, I haven't heard from Leeward either, but I've not heard anything about any major hurdle that they've come upon. So we are very timely in our payments. We pay J.C. Stoddard monthly and also the architect monthly.
They keep telling me, and I believe them, that this is the architect, and it's going to be really looking good and done in December.
Well, what we need to do, I'm glad I have the chance to say this, so far it looks like we're on target to complete December of 25. I don't want to wait till December of 25 to start planning going back into the courthouse because there's logistics involved. Assignment of office spaces, computer drops, furniture, because not everybody will bring all of their furniture back. So, we don't want to be delayed in moving back because we've not been proactive about that.
So we need to think about really being ready to move out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other reason...
To get in there when they
yeah, say... Yeah, and the other reason is... there is enough interest. We're able to use the interest on the ARPA grant that was earned. We don't have to revert that back as long as it's used for an allowable reason. And so the way I've budgeted it is that the temporary housing and the project administrator salary will come out of the interest. So I've only budgeted through January for that. So any delay that we have past January will be additional costs that we can cover, but I've not budgeted for them, and I don't like that because I like to use any money that we have to now focus on employees.
Correct.
So I don't want, I guess what I'm saying in blunt terms is I don't want any delays that aren't necessary.
There shouldn't be.
No.
We've got plenty of time. You know, we should start now.
Well, let's keep the auditor happy. Just think if any of us didn't have her office.
Oh, my.
To read all these regs till your eyeballs fall out.
You'd be fine.
I'm
There's nothing special about me, Judge. You'd be fine. Somebody else would learn how to do it.
Okay, I'm going to say that anyway, because I see you in there with your pencil all the time and working.
Well, a lot of people worked really hard for this.
They did.
You worked extremely hard.
But I'm just trying to say, you know how to do something that the rest of us can't, and we appreciate that. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
So, all right. Then, in that case, I'll take a motion on 14, but y'all can't all leave till we sign some stuff. Okay, take a motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. And thank everybody for coming.